November 20. The Spirit brings peace and joy. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Much is being said regarding the impartation of the Holy Spirit, and by some this is being so interpreted that it is an injury to the churches. Eternal life is the receiving of the living elements in the Scriptures and doing the will of God. This is eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of God. To those who do this, life and immortality are brought to light through the gospel. For God's word is verity and truth, spirit and life. It is the privilege of all who believe in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior to feed on the word of God. The Holy Spirit's influence renders that word, the Bible, an immortal truth, which to the prayerful searcher gives spiritual sinew and muscle. Search the Scriptures, Christ declared, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. John chapter 5, verse 39. Those who dig beneath the surface discover the hidden gems of truth. The Holy Spirit is present with the earnest searcher. Its illumination shines upon the Word, stamping the truth upon the mind with a new, fresh importance. The searcher is filled with a sense of peace and joy never before felt. The preciousness of truth is realized as never before. A new heavenly light shines upon the Word, illuminating it as though every letter were tinged with gold. God Himself has spoken to the mind and heart, making the Word spirit and life. Every true searcher of the Word lifts his heart to God, imploring the aid of the Spirit, and soon he discovers that which carries him above all the fictitious statements of the would-be teacher, whose weak, tottering theories are not sustained by the Word of the living God. Manuscript Releases, Volume 21, pages 131 and 132.